Male birds of paradise are perhaps the prettiest creatures of their kind, with crazy, colorful plumage, precision dance moves, and a piercing song that appeals to the less colorful females.
The males are all competing for mating time with the females, and so they have incredible plumage, incredible colors, and these birds of paradise are nature's best example of what they call sexual selection.
That's Andrew Owen, manager of Look 3, the Festival of the Photograph. He oversaw the hanging of 40 giant pictures of birds of paradise on Charlottesville's downtown mall, photographs taken over a period of 8 years as part of a project sponsored by Cornell University and the Nature Conservancy. If you stroll down the mall with a smartphone, you can hear from photographer Tim Lehman about how he climbed trees to take nearly 40,000 photos from 109 blinds.
I use a bow and arrow to shoot a line up in a tree to first pull my rope up. And I had to climb this tree in stages, so I could only shoot one of the lower branches, and then I had to climb it by throwing a line higher and higher up in the tree and pulling myself up. And eventually I got up to the level where the birds were displaying, and I was able to find a branch far enough away that I could make a small blind up there. And I measured it with one of my ropes, and it was 165 feet above the ground, which was the highest blind that I had to make during this entire project.
He was accompanied by a bird expert from Cornell, who's also featured in the audio tour.
My name is Ed Scholes, and I'm an ornithologist, and I worked with Tim Lehman on the Birds of Paradise project. For so many of these species, 39 species in the family, we really knew very, very little about them. And you see things in Birds of Paradise that just simply don't exist elsewhere, especially in some of these ornamental feathers. They are absolutely without precedent.
And visitors will learn about bird conservation closer to home from Bill Kittrell, director of conservation for this state's chapter of the Nature Conservancy.
Like the red-cockaded woodpecker in southeastern Virginia at our Piney Grove Preserve, another one that I like to talk about is the peregrine falcon, which is the fastest animal in the world. It can fly at over 200 miles per hour, and it's found on the barrier islands of the Eastern Shore, which the Nature Conservancy has been working to protect for the past 50 years.
Tim Lehman will speak about the Birds of Paradise project on June 12th at the Paramount Theater, kicking off a 5-day festival that Owen says will bring dozens of prominent photographers to town.
We have Gregory Crudson, who creates these kind of eerie Hitchcock-like large-scale photographs, highly collected in the fine art world. We have our own Michael Nick Nichols, local resident and National Geographic photographer, who has spent the last 2 years in the Serengeti photographing lions. And then another interesting local connection is Richard Mizrak, who enlisted the help of a former UVA student who's now a star architect in New York to capture the changing landscape in the lower Mississippi River and how the petrochemical industry has changed that landscape, but also continues to be part of this incredible historical narrative of that era.
Tickets for Tim Lehman's talk are now on sale, but there's no charge for many of the festival's events, including the Birds of Paradise show, which runs through early July. I'm Sandy Houseman.